It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, and this week, Matt, you went to one that's kind of dark and murky and stormy and troubling.
The Lighthouse, directed by Robert Eggers, who gave us The Witch 3 years ago, which is a wonderful black-and-white film set in the 1600s in America dealing with witches. Now he again shoots a black-and-white film, this in an aspect ratio that's almost more claustrophobic than 4x3, so it's not widescreen. It's basically shot the way Fritz Lang shot M in 1931. And so do not be confused when you see this in the movie theater that it is not widescreen. That's the way it was meant to be. They went back to some old Kodak film stock, he and his cinematographer, Janusz Blaszki, and they have really kind of captured a film that looks like no other film you're going to see this year. I like this movie a lot. It's definitely in my top five of the year so far. I would liken it to if Roman Polanski directed a film about a short story from Joseph Conrad. That's kind of what it feels like. It also feels like an Ingmar Bergman film. I mentioned Fritz Lang. It feels like a silent film in parts where there's long stretches of no talking. Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe play two lighthouse keepers. Defoe is the old salty dog, and Pattinson is the new guy, and they're supposed to be out there for 4 weeks. This takes place late 1800s near the coast of Maine, and it goes longer than 4 weeks due to a variety of things. Their relationship is really what the film is about. Who's crazy? Who's not crazy? What's real? What isn't real? And that's what the audience has to try to figure out. The two men have this uneasy relationship, and it's basically a test to see who goes insane first. This is as different and striking a film as you're going to find this year. I found both performances to be phenomenal. Robert Pattinson is way past Twilight. This is a physical performance he gives. He's fantastic in the role. Defoe, who is on such a roll lately with back-to-back Oscar nominations, at first when you hear him talk, you're like, is he acting from a film in the 1940s? He's chewing the scenery. He sounds like a combination of Captain Ahab and Robert Newton's wildly overplayed Long John Silver in the old Disney Treasure Island. But eventually, in his hands, it all comes off fine. He speaks in kind of an old language. Eggers has taken language from the time. There's some old sea shanties they talk about. And some of the language people they'll use in the film, just like in The Witch, is going to fall on deaf ears with modern audiences. But some of it was taken from actual, you know, words and how people spoke at that time. So that's an interesting part of it as well. Like I said, there's long stretches of no talking. It's always going to be discussed, I think, with this film, what is real and what is not real. Pattinson has some dream sequence scenes that are just phenomenally well edited, Doug. They're like you're watching a silent film by Abel Gance or Fritz Lang. And, you know, what's real and what isn't real is really at the heart of this film. But if you go in with an open mind, this is essentially an experimental film with two major stars attached to it.
Yeah, there are only three people in the movie, mm-hmm. and one of them, I think, is dead.
One's a mermaid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is a star turn for both of them, really.
It really is. This is a two-hander. It really is dependent on the two actors. The cinematography is fantastic. Like I said, you feel like you're watching a silent film until Defoe starts talking loudly. Pattinson plays the more reserved of the two. He's trying to escape a past that he's had. He wants to be inside the lighthouse, but Defoe protects that top lighthouse like it's his. He's not going to train him. Instead, Pattinson is shoveling stuff and shoveling coal and doing all kinds of menial tasks, and Defoe won't let him up in that lighthouse, and that becomes a plot point as well to keep your eye on.
Well, I was really intrigued reading about this, about what you mentioned, the sort of the old-fashioned approach to the cinematography. Mm-hmm. They used a lens that was over 100 years
old. That's right, yeah.
And so it's a square as opposed
to
this
square.
Long rectangle we're used to now. And this regional accent business. Mm-hmm. You know, when I grew up, I had an aunt from the Mississippi Delta. My mother from Tennessee had to subtitle her. That's how difficult it used to be for people in different parts of the country to understand each other.
Yeah, Pattinson is easier to understand than Defoe, I will say. And, you know, maybe subtitles might have helped. You're just going to have to really listen carefully. This is a film that does require some work from the audience. I know some people don't like that. But when I went to it, there were young people there, and that could be because of Pattinson's Twilight past. he's still getting young people in the theater to see him go completely berserk on screen, which is fascinating to watch. But like I said, yes, the accents are interesting. The language is interesting. But to me, it all adds to you're watching something you're not going to see this year. Robert Eggers, in two films, has established himself as a unique director in modern cinema. There's nobody else doing the things like he's doing. He's basically making experimental films, and it's already made $3 million at the box office, which is very high. Its per-screen average is very high. That's very high for a film like this, and I do think it has some Oscar legs. I'm already hearing that they're going to push Defoe and Pattinson. They're going to push the cinematography. Robert Eggers as director. We'll have to see how the rest of the year shapes out, but this is right up there with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Joker, Midsommar, Us, some of the better films I've seen this year.
I want to see this movie, mm-hmm. and I'm intrigued by – I mean, Willem Dafoe has been nominated several times.
Yeah.
So
and maybe, twice recently.
So this might be the magic year. We'll see.
We'll see. They'll both be in the lead performance. That makes it, you know, interesting, but we'll see what happens. But I would recommend this. Check your listings. I saw it at the Fargo Theater. It is making the rounds now in more wide release.
All right. Here is our Academy Awards trivia question for this week. There are three motion pictures that have won Best Picture, Best Direction, Best Screenplay, Best Actress and Actor.
It Happened One Night, 1934, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 1975, Silence of the Lambs, 1991.
Well, that didn't take much time, did it? We've been to the movies with Matt O'Leary.